Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
JC all batching it, man. He's got no wife and baby in the house.
Batching it, building.
For the whole weekend.
Building baby furniture.
Now, I heard a story that you were seen at a club. Not a club, a bar.
Yeah, what's that?
Over the weekend.
Yeah, he was at my bar.
Okay.
I sang a little karaoke
for a
second.
All right, just didn't know if that was full disclosure or not.
That was fine.
Okay.
I went out with the Reggie and the Paul.
Okay, are you telling Kenzie what you're doing and everything?
Yeah.
Like, okay, just... Oh. California. She's calling from California, right?
Yeah. It's really early for her to be up. Your song's stuck again.
Hello, what the hell? Why is my song always getting stuck?
You play it too much.
It sucks. Jason, what the hell? Where are you?
Work.
I love Tuesdays.
Why?
You know why? Because after Tuesday, the rest of the week is WTF.
There you go.
True.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought about that.
WTF.
Yeah.
Love it. I had so much fun last night, Jesse.
Yeah?
Hanging out with my friend Tesla.
Tesla.
You remember her? Okay, oh, you don't remember her because her name used to be Riata, but then she changed it to Cicada because that was her spirit animal.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's Tesla, and she changed it because she got cured of her irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay.
So she wanted a name that meant no gas.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
So
that's really
a reach.
A long.
She could have named better than Fisker, I guess.
Tesla's a green car.
Yeah, it's an electric car.
So anyway, she and I went to eat Chinese food together. I love Chinese food.
Yeah.
It comes all the way from Japan, and yet somehow they keep it warm. I don't know how they do
right.
it.
Right.
Mm.
It's crazy. It's a food miracle, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Then me and Gassy, Tesla, went to a bar and got free drinks all night.
How'd y'all do that?
You know you're pregnant, right?
It was Tesla's idea. She had me walk up to a group of guys and pick one of them out and say, "Hey, remember me? You met me at a party about 6 to 8 months ago."
Oh.
And they would look at my stomach and get all uncomfortable, and I would say, "No big deal. Just buy my friend a drink, and we'll call it even."
Oh, well done.
Yeah, it worked out nice.
Good job. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm a cool California mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell? Hey, Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Why are you such a liar?
For what?
You know you're a liar. When I talked to you on the phone last night, I asked you what time it was, and the time you gave me was 2 hours later than the time that was on my phone clock.
Yeah, because you're in
liar.
California and I'm not.
Are you trying to make 2 hours disappear? I am not stupid, Jesse. I watch Law and Order. Okay?
You're in a different time.
What did you do in those 2 hours?
Watch The Bachelor.
When it was 6 and you tried to tell me it was 8.
Mm. It was 8.
Did you hook up with another girl?
No.
Is this just an alibi?
No.
Are you alibi sexual? Are you?
No, I'm not. Without or
oh,
that.
Oh, my
no.
God. My husband is alibi sexual.
Always been.
Oh, my God.
You just create the most unique words.
I know.
Jesse, you know I have a baby inside me, right?
Yes.
That's why it's so important that I'd be able to trust my husband.
Okay.
So I hope you don't mind, but right before I left, I turned on that Find Friends thing on your phone.
Okay. Oh.
It's a great way for us to not lose touch and feel closer while I'm away.
I know.
Or for you to track him.
So I have a few questions. Yesterday, you left the house at 3:18 p.m. You drove to the 7-Eleven and returned home at 3:34. It was only a 3.5-minute drive to the 7-Eleven. What did you do with the other 10 minutes?
Ate my beef jerky.
Mm.
You expect me to believe that?
Oh.
Yeah.
You ate it outside the 7-Eleven in the car.
Jesse, why aren't you wearing the GoCam I got you? The headband fits perfectly.
Because it looks stupid.
It streams on the internet.
I know, but it's stupid.
The only reason not to wear it is because you're cheating on me.
No, because it looks stupid.
Why don't you wear it like as a belt buckle and people just think it's really cool?
See, that way I can watch Jesse 24/7 everywhere it goes. Kelly Raspberry, by the way, is the smartest woman I know, and she said we should all be okay with wearing cameras on our heads if we don't have anything to hide.
That's exactly what I said.
True that.
So as long as you have nothing to hide, we should be able to wear a camera on your head.
This looks weird, I think. I'll put it on my belt. That's cool.
I think you're cheating on me. Are you wearing your wedding ring right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm watching you on Kid TV. Let me see the ring. Mm. There it is. Okay, you just put it on.
No, it's been odd.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. While I'm away in beautiful San Diego, I scheduled a few things to be done with the house while I'm away because I don't want them to happen while I'm in there.
Okay.
This morning, somebody will be painting the house number on the curb.
Okay.
It's all taken care of.
Okay.
And then the fence people are going to come and they're going to fix the gate. And then later this afternoon, they're going to be digging up the foundation of the house.
Why are they digging the foundation?
They're changing out the foundation in the house.
Changing the foundation.
It's pretty.
It's a lot of work.
I want my house turned into a big sinkhole, Jesse.
It's not going to turn into a sinkhole.
They're going to go ahead and raise the house up 8 inches on the left side.
Oh, my.
That's going to.
It's going to lean.
And tomorrow when you come home, Jesse, I got a big surprise for you.
What?
You might think that the house is like a huge, big top circus because there's going to be a huge tent over the house. While they fumigate.
Why?
And they made me sign these papers that there won't be anyone in the house, so if you're there, you have to be really quiet, okay? If you're in the house.
Well, I'm not going to go in there.
She's trying to kill you, dog.
You just have to be really quiet.
Okay.
Keep it down until they're done, okay?
All right.
All right. I feel good now, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, cheater.
California. All right.
My husband is an alibi sexual.
Different time zone.
I don't understand time zone.
Okay.
Which is closer, Florida or the sun?
Florida?
No, the sun. You can't see Florida from here. You can see the sun. Stupid.
She has a point.
All right. There it is.
Good point, Kenzie.
You're so stupid. I'll never have babies with you.
Too late.
Geography with Kenzie right there. Congrats in
the
morning.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're back on the show, you guys. Hi. It's Kid Craddock in the morning. Still to come, a little teaser of our new game, Ask Us Anything. And a chance to bypass the question if you're willing to, you know, it's like a truth or dare kind of thing. So there might be a dare if you decide not to answer a question.
All righty.
It'll be fine. Who will buy the new Kanye album?
I need to hear it.
Undoubtedly.
I'm not going to buy it just on spec.
You're not?
No.
All right.
It's got to be good.
I don't buy whole CDs anymore. I just buy a song if I like it.
Al, where do you buy your music?
iTunes.
Okay.
Sometimes Spotify, but I guess that's not really buying.
Do you mind next break if I go through your purchase?
Yeah, oh man.
I'd like to see what was.
I think he has Shannon buy his songs for him sometimes.
Really? I do a lot, yeah.
I use Spotify all the time and make playlists, but Kanye I will buy.
Yeah.
I bought the Great Gatsby soundtrack. Things that I want to hear in full, I buy.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way to get the Kanye. It's not on Spotify yet. It will be. It's a 6th studio album. Let's get to it now as we do New Music Tuesday with Kid Craddock in the morning. Ready?
Yeah. New Music Tuesday on Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, so this Kanye album apparently got leaked, and the label is going after the leaker hard. One critic says of the album, it amplifies his obsession with race, class, and sex, especially interracial variety. And another critic said, he's upset many with his egomaniacal claims and his self-aggrandizing comments and calling himself God, but this is a richly satisfying album that focuses on his immense talent. It's what we were talking about a minute ago with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
If you can be you can be perceived as not a good guy, but if you're
talented, people
if you're genius
you.
Talent,
yeah.
People are going to
buy
it.
Your stuff.
Yeah, so he went ahead and put the CD up with every track on KanyeWest.com, and it's available there for $11.99. Let me give you a couple of
It's on iTunes as well.
It is on iTunes now?
Mm-hmm, that's where I got it, yeah.
Okay. I didn't even know it was already on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's one of the clips. He played this song, I think, on Saturday Night Live. Go in the morning, and I'm zoning. They say I'm possessed. It's the omen. I keep it 300, like the Romans. 300 positions where the Trojans. Baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest. But so he's kind of mad.
Yeah.
Very.
One song he calls New Slaves, and he's making the point that while hip-hop stars have tons of money, they're still slaves to the white man because the white man can get them to all buy the same stuff.
Mm.
They all want Dolce and Gabbana. This is his words. We all want the same stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not going to sell out to you, corporate America. That's what I throw these Maybach keys. I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know if we the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me. Want me to stay at ease. We playing your corporation. Y'all sick and can't control me. I know that we the new slave. I know that we the new slave. I'm about to wild the fuck out. I'm going Bobby Boucher. Man, I would trade with him and be a slave in a second. Make me a slave.
I
slave making millions and millions.
I don't know. I might stand alone on this. I love that song. I love the beat of it.
Just the.
I think he's brilliant. I think his songs, some of them I hate in the beginning, they grow on me. I think he's brilliant.
I'll
he could be unlikable, but.
I'll listen to anybody who says something that's different than what's being said.
Yeah,
and that's
true.
What Kanye does,
that's
and he does it well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm checking it out now. I've been listening to it. A Rolling Stone reviewer said, Yeezus is the darkest, most extreme music that Kanye has ever cooked up. It's so abrasive, grinding electro, minimalist hip-hop, drony woos, and industrial gear grind.
I don't think I'm smart enough to understand all that.
I'm not either.
Is that a good thing
is
or
it good?
Bad thing?
So did you like it?
Yeah, yeah, right. What's your overall?
What you really feel, yeah, how you really feel about right. it?
Let's get to Kelly Rowland. A little more normal here. Her album, this is her fourth album, and this is the song Dirty Laundry. You know, she was in Destiny's Child. And she's got Beyonce on this record with Michelle Williams, so it's kind of...
Oh, really?
That's his child.
Yeah. And this... We don't have time to play the whole thing, but if you listen to the words, it's obviously about the breakup of Destiny's Child.
Well, she talks about her envy of her Beyonce's career.
Yeah, and how that... How Beyonce went off, it was a close friend, but went off to huge fame and fortune and found the love of her life and had a baby. And here she is just kind of waiting for stuff to happen
to her. When's it my turn?
Yeah, while she suffers through what she calls a huge creative block. One critic says that Kelly has always had moderate success, has never found her own voice, but this makes her closer to carving a niche for herself.
Just like the story of DJ Jazzy Jeff. All comes back to
him.
You know?
What?
Fresh
what
Prince and DJ
about?
Jazzy Jeff had a thing going. And then Will Smith went off and did his own thing, movies and everything else, found the love of his life, had cheering. What
cheering?
DJ Jazzy Jeff doing?
To me, it's more akin to the poor Andrew Ridgely, who was the second half of the band Wham before George Michael
now,
cast him away.
Have you followed up where Andrew Ridgely is now?
He's in Boy George's basement.
He might be doing this fine.
He's tied up in Boy George's basement. Somebody should do something.
I would be curious.
I can hear him every night. He's screaming in there. It's terrible. I
mean, don't you often wonder about people who were huge in the music scene in the 80s and 90s? Do they just, what do they do when their careers are over? Do they go to become accountants? I mean, what do they do?
They still tour. I mean, just
not all of them.
Well, that's true, but a lot of them do. They just go and play that one or two hits. Like, I've been hiring a few
two words,
the brothers.
Indian casinos.
Make tons of money.
If there's an artist that you can't find and haven't heard from for years, show up at any random Native American casino, and they'll be performing
but
that
some
night.
Some of them become
Peter Frampton live.
Some of them get regular jobs. I know that's what happens, right?
Can you imagine? JC from NSYNC probably just hates how successful Justin Timberlake got.
Sure.
Everybody thought he was the one that was going to break out.
I did. And I thought it was going to be JC. I really did.
Justin Timberlake is a movie star and has all the good
Triple
albums
threat.
And sells out all the arenas.
But you can't live in that world because there's always going to be somebody that's doing better than you. You know?
Sure.
And he had the platform to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's like Kelly Rowland. Like I can understand. He's probably the closest out of anybody right now in entertainment how she feels. JC Chazé.
Oh yeah.
Or all the Jacksons.
Or the Jacksons. Yeah.
Oh man.
Why has it got to be Michael?
Yeah. And it's,
why did Daddy make
that,
Michael the lead singer?
Because he was a cute little one.
Why did he make me the lead singer?
And it's your brother.
Think about how the Pussycat Dolls feel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And Nicole didn't really blow
Does
up.
Does anyone
though.
Ever think about those other Pussycat Dolls?
Well, record labels are like parents. They have to tell their kids, you're not all going to college. You know? We're not going to be, you're not going to be the solo artist.
Sorry about you.
You're going solo, not the rest of you. Sorry.
No, those Pussycat Dolls are laughing every time Nicole Scherzinger tries to come out with a single and it fails. They're just laughing.
I don't know why. There's a big mystery to me of why she's not more famous.
It's her last name, I think.
It.
We can't introduce her name when you're Scherzinger.
Everybody's got it now.
She's talented. She's beautiful.
I don't get it.
Without the Pussycat Doll, she hasn't had a hit.
I don't think she works hard enough on it, like doesn't care enough about it, because I think she's with her Grand Prix boyfriend all the time.
Yeah, he's
super
bang.
Rich.
Billionaire. Billionaire.
Not really motivated to go make that cash.
Isn't she a judge on British X Factor
or
something?
Yeah,
she is.
She Let's go to
was.
Mac Miller now.
Hip hop. I don't think that I'm a human, though, because I'm so odd. People selling
drugs, they can't find no job. Wonder if Christ made a million off of selling a car. You know who this guy is? He did this song.
With Ariana.
So Tyler, the Creator's on this record, along with Schoolboy Q, J Electronica. Mac Miller says the album's about what's going on in his head right now, and that comes out today. Mac Miller.
All right.
Anybody? No.
I probably won't get it.
All right. How about J. Cole?
J. Cole. Mm-hmm.
Second solo album for J. Cole. And we are, it's called Power Trip.
With Miguel, right?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TLC's on it, Kendrick Lamar and Miguel. No appearance from Jay-Z, which is kind of weird because J. Cole is signed to Jay-Z's label.
Mm. He was on Jay-Z's last album.
Yeah, but Jay-Z's never been on his. One critic says, Born Sinner is a huge step in the right direction for Cole, providing the struggles he faced early in his career. And somebody else said he's boring. And his production skills are good, but he can't stand up next to Kanye. His lyrics aren't funny, self-effacing, or profound in any way, shape, or form. Hmm. J. Cole, Born Sinner.
Man, his critics are tough.
They are. Just rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Just rapping. All right, and then we have Hanson out today.
Oh, yeah?
The new Hanson.
Okay.
Yeah. This is their ninth studio album. There's no denying that they make, like, good music.
No.
It's just a matter of if it's music that
mainstream.
People can get past the name, you know? They did that live in our studio when it first came out. Sound just as good live. All right, so there you go. You got Hanson, Mac Miller, J. Cole, Kelly Rowland, and the one that everybody's going to get, and that's Kanye's brand new CD, ahead of schedule because it got leaked, but it's available right now on iTunes and on KanyeWest.com. You can check it out.
I throw these Maybach keys. I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know if we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves.
He sees the blood on the leaves.
I know that we the new slaves.
He sees the blood on the leaves. He sees the blood on the leaves. I see the blood. You say something over and over again, it catches on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going with this song for my new campaign. What am I trying to get people to do right now?
Wash your hands, right?
Wash your hands.
Thank you.
Before you eat.
Can I put this in New Music Tuesday?
No.
My new Wash Your Hands song.
Wash with soap and water.
Wash with soap and water.
Oh, they're British.
Your hands are clean.
It's the Wiggles.
I'm the Australians.
It's the Wiggles.
So?
You can't take the Wiggles song.
So thankful Emma Kelly never cared for the Wiggles.
How about Bill Harley? Bill Harley's pretty good.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Around the room, last time you washed your hands today, Jenna.
Oh, a few minutes ago when I peed, I think.
All right. JC?
2 days ago.
Thanks.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
All right. What I'm about to present to you guys is maybe the easiest version of Ask Me Anything you've ever played, because I want to ease you guys into this.
Okay, good.
But some of these questions that we're not using today, but we might use in the future, are very, very personal. So I just want to get everybody comfortable with
so it might be a trick.
Answering our listeners' questions, okay?
Okay.
And today,
can we plead the fifth on any?
Today we will not have a fifth plead because you won't need one,
okay.
I don't think, because these questions are not anything that would be self-incriminating.
Okay.
Like before.
Uh-oh.
The first question comes from Big Al. For Big Al, from Cody Kohlhoff.
What up, Cody? My man.
Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
We need an Ask Me Anything theme song of some type.
Well, what we just played
Ask
was
Me Anything.
No, Cody's got a truck. It sounds like a name for a dude.
Ask Me About It. Doesn't Jay-Z have some Ask
this?
Me About It?
Could you guys do this?
Yeah.
Ask Me Anything. 1, 2, 3.
Ask Me Anything.
Okay, and I'll do the beginning. You guys can
Ask Me Anything.
You don't have to worry about offending us because you can
ask me anything.
All right, Shannon, put that to music and make it a hit. Thanks. All right, that'll be a hit tomorrow.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's on Britney's new album from what I hear. Huh. Okay, first question for Big Al.
Come on, Cody.
How long before you asked Dr. Girlfriend to marry you?
Cody.
That's a good question,
Cody. Coming out of the gate with that question?
Well, you know what? I would start to wonder myself if I was in her position,
Dr.
considering
Girlfriend.
How quick you are to hand out diamonds to every other little
The other one
comes
already
along.
Have them.
Or will she end up...
Dr. X-Girlfriend.
Mm. And Cody, I will have your back on asking the question, only because my best friend at dinner the other night.
How about an answer?
Asked the same damn question while she was standing right
there.
We
didn't ask you who asked you before.
Okay.
Anyway, in a year.
All right.
Within the year, okay.
If y'all stay together a year, you're saying you'll ask her?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe. You don't ask the person a question.
Now, here's Al when I asked him that in the hallway.
Dude, you don't ask a person a question, then they give you the answer, then you question their question.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Next one, and this involves everyone but Jenna. For those on the crew with children.
Children.
If you name your kids based on the geographical or structural location of where they were conceived, what would their names have been? And if you guys want to figure it out, I'm ready with mine.
Go ahead.
My daughter, Caroline, would be named Embassy Suites. Isn't that lovely?
All right.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, Embassy.
Mine.
That sounds too much like imbecile. I don't think I like Embassy as a name. JC?
Volvo X90.
Wow.
What?
Are you being serious?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I don't know. I don't know where it was. There's many places that it could have been.
Neither one of you had that car, so you were in someone else's.
Yeah.
I know. Right. It's not where you were conceived. It's where you conceived your baby.
Right. That's what we have that car.
But you didn't do that.
Well, it could have been one of the times.
There's no lying. No lying on Ask Us Anything.
Because I don't know exactly which time it was when the conceived thing happened.
Big Al, choose one of your many children.
Okay. Street Ends, No Outlet.
Street Ends, No Outlet.
Oh,
by the sign?
Yeah.
Good time.
Oh, gosh, you guys.
Kelly?
Petri Dish.
Oh. Little test tube baby. So cute.
So precious.
That's like a womb without a view.
It is what womb it is. Without a view.
Next question. Kid, if you were told that you could no longer afford the entire cast because of budget cuts and had to choose one to be let go, who would it be?
Hey.
Everybody look at me.
All right, next question.
then what's your punishment for not, what's your punishment? You know, you should pick one.
The first thing that I would do is get everybody together because when they were coming after Kelly for a while, they were coming after Al for a while.
You never knew they were coming after you two?
Oh, yeah. I thought I was just kid.
I was open about it. I was open with them about it.
Yeah, and I appreciated that. I was just getting married.
Yeah, but I wanted you to know.
My grandfather's dying.
Like, hey, I'm fighting for you.
We lost our car.
Yeah, I'm fighting for you.
The kid's like,
but I don't know what's going to happen. if that happened again today, though, I think what I'd do is get everybody together and say, all right, we have to cut a salary out of the budget. Is everybody willing to give up enough to make up that salary?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be commiserate with what you earn.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Would everybody give up 5% of their
salary? If it would keep one person.
Yeah, to keep one person.
I undoubtedly would.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jenna.
But I have a feeling that it would be me that you guys would have to be paying for.
You have good reason to. See, I don't have a good reason to because I could just fire one of you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's nice.
But I would still do it. I would.
Thanks, Jay.
Amanda Rogers.
That's a way to get around answering the question, right?
Amanda Rogers and about 1,000 other people asked about Kid and Kelly. Kelly, why don't you and Kid just get over it? Just get it over with and hook up and live happily ever after.
I don't know why people want to see it
Dollar store,
so bad.
Bible loving fab mom meets fast paced, technologically savvy stud. I smell romance.
Kid's fast paced.
You threw the word stud in there.
Fast paced.
Obviously,
curious why you picked that to read.
Obviously, she has a high opinion of me. So.
Yeah, she does.
Well, obviously, you and I don't smell romance, and we're the ones that have to smell it.
Yeah.
So
what's the answer?
We're not in love with each other?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe you got to try
it
to find out.
Yeah.
You know, you never know until you do it.
It would just be too weird after all this time together. It would just be too... It would have been too weird after...
Or it would have happened.
A year, yeah. After 19 freaking years?
It happens in romantic comedies.
All the time.
The people that grew up with each other. And then
they don't drag it out for
19
years.
They have a couple drinks, bada boom, bada bang.
We just know each other too well.
And then a one-time thing, it's not that bad. Yeah. You know, I ask Kelly all the time for like a little something-something.
He does.
I mean, you'd like it to be like in that Drew Barrymore movie, The Miracle, The Big Miracle or whatever, where John Krasinski gets back with her and she's running Greenpeace and says, I can't live without you and all that. And they've known each other for years, but it's not usually like that.
That happened in that Anne Hathaway movie, didn't it? One day, they were like friends when they were young and then he got married and they ran into each other again later in life and decided they were in love and got together and then she died.
Yeah. But see, they weren't together the whole time. That's the fly in the ointment. If you're with that person all day at work every day, there's no way you're marrying him.
No way. Not once, not never. Mm-mm.
All right, next one. Kelly, when was the last time you were booty called, and what was your response? This is our new feature,
well,
Ask Us Anything.
Is it a booty call when you know that
It's a text after midnight.
It physically cannot happen. If it's from another...
No. It has to be able to happen.
It can't be like one that could possibly happen.
It can't be in Canada.
You got to be at least 40 miles away.
And it has to be after what, like 11 p.m.?
For Kelly, after like 9.
It's been months.
Yeah. Well,
and
your answer?
How quickly did you type yes? You're not saying either way, which means yes.
A crude question to ask someone.
Well, I didn't ask it. That's Talia Gamble that asked it.
Talia, you are a crude person.
That's not crude.
She wants to know, when was the last time, and also, what did you say to them?
Well, that's crude.
What did you say?
It's
not important.
Hell yeah!
Is there anything
you still haven't answered who you're firing, there you go.
Well, it's going to be you if you don't answer the question.
No, it's not.
Right. The name of the game is Ask Us
Anything.
You know what? But the doesn't say, and we will answer everything. There wasn't a part B to that.
But today we are supposed to answer everything. Yeah.
Rachel Witzfine asked me, kid, what's your favorite Nickelback song? Mm-hmm. I get it.
Husband and wife.
I'm going to go with the last one. And I don't mean the last one they made. I mean the very last one they ever make. That will be
whatever.
Whatever that is.
Question to all. You're allowed to get rid of one celebrity instantaneously. You just make them anonymous. You don't kill them.
Oh, okay.
Who's the first to go?
I get rid of Wilmer Valderrama.
Would you?
I don't know why. I just cannot stand him.
That is very random.
Because he was a jerk to me twice. Not once, but twice. Yeah.
There you go. That's a good one.
You know, whoever I say I'm going to be hurting somebody's feelings because it's going to be their favorite star. But I could live without Honey Boo Boo. And I don't.
She's a child.
I know she's a child, and that's why she shouldn't.
She's going
be a
anonymous.
Star.
We're not.
I'm actually doing a nice thing here because if she's not a star, she has a chance to not lead a screwed up life. So I'm going with Honey Boo Boo. There's no good reason for her to be famous at all. None.
I'm gonna go with, I guess, Amanda Bynes. I'm just tired of hearing about her. I'm sorry. I hope she gets well.
Okay.
But she can go.
All right. Jenna?
I mean, if I have to pick one person, I'd definitely say Lindsay Lohan. But truthfully, over that, I'd rather have all of those Teen Mom reality shows. I want that to disappear.
I want
Teen Mom. I want the other one where the kid died and they had to
pregnant.
Stop. I would prefer all of those. Okay. I think those do more damage than one bad celebrity.
Well, how about every past, present, and future bachelor or bachelorette?
There you go.
Well, that kind of do go off
into less damaging.
Tanya Valdez Trejo.
Shout out.
JC, I recently saw you and your family on Iyanla Fix My Life.
Yeah.
I would like to know if you finally found peace and have forgiven your mom.
I never said I didn't forgive my mom.
Answer the question, please.
Yeah, I mean, I've said peace.
Have you found peace and forgiven your mom?
You are in a constant search for peace.
Working.
I will say that.
No,
yeah,
you're working.
Yeah, you're always working on it.
I'm in a constant search for peace.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know if there's there's no concrete answer
there's
to that
been
because
no
it's,
resolution.
Yeah,
that,
no,
that?
There's it's better, and we're always working on it, but it's not like it's something that's going to be fixed overnight.
About Iyanla Fix My Life, and I know in your instance, and I know at least one other person has come out to say the problem I went to Iyanla with, she didn't go there. She decided to take the interview in a whole different direction, and she's.
I think it was a circus direction. I think when she's making your poor mother walk through the stupid pool.
Oh, that was
pool,
yeah, that was weird.
Your mother agreed to
it's do like
that.
All
I was
she's
so
doing is humiliating people.
Yeah.
I have no respect for this woman over
it was,
her.
It was Cherie Whitfield.
It's a stunt. It's a stupid
stunt. They definitely went with something that I wasn't.
That wasn't what you were asking about.
The reason my mom and I weren't speaking was because my bio dad met my son.
Right.
And they made it into me being mad at her
for lying to me.
Which
for
was something that
when you were adopted.
Which was something that I had already dealt with on the show
like
2 years ago. Yeah, and that was not the issue. I had already forgiven her.
It just goes to show you that even the OWN network goes for the fake over the real.
Well, they just pick what they think is. They decide the problem. And Cherie Whitfield, who was a Real Housewife of Atlanta, no longer on the show, did the same thing. And Iyanla was supposed to fix her life. Except she's like, she came on, and it was not at all what our problems were. She just came in and made a bigger mess, and she left it worse than it was when she came in.
I don't know if she made it worse.
My work here is done.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if she made it worse. I think she just went to something that I told her I had already come to terms with, and she's like, all right, well, that's already come to terms, so let's make that the issue, and then it's all good.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. That's the difference between paying for therapy and being on TV right. and getting paid to do it. All right. From Tracy Hine, in our office, we all have our favorites on the show. I want to ask you guys, without any thinking, who is the funniest member of Kid Craddock in the Morning? Go. Jenna.
Kid.
JC.
Kid.
I'll go. Al. Kelly.
Me.
All right. Al.
Al.
All right. That's two votes Al, two votes Kid, mm-hmm. one vote Kelly.
Hey, JC, high five to that zero.
The funniest on the show. That's really hard to say.
It is. You I mean, you different said days, it. Different you, people are funny.
And
you know?
We know you don't mean it. You know you meant to say me.
Kelly's oh, funny. Wow. I mean, everybody's funny. I think. JC's really hilarious.
It's an impossible question to answer because there have been times where each of you has made me laugh hysterically. So I don't know how to
Who's
say
Who's made you laugh the most hysterically?
You've been here the longest. You make me laugh the hardest. But I don't know why you wouldn't say me.
You know,
I
mean, what, you know what a big compliment is
I mean,
to
you
me.
Wouldn't even have a job if it wasn't for me. So I don't really understand.
Oh, stop it.
Wow.
But you know what the biggest compliment I ever get paid is when somebody tells me they think I'm funny.
Yeah.
And I know that works against me on so many other levels because men don't like funny women. But that's
yes,
like,
they do.
I love it when somebody tells me I make them yeah. laugh. That's like yeah. my favorite yeah. thing ever.
Yeah, I get that.
I want to be funny.
Okay.
And when I fail at it, I go into a depression.
You're funny, Kelly.
Oh, shut up, Al. You don't mean it.
Come on, I just said it. I just gave you the biggest compliment.
So what's the biggest compliment people that don't know you can pay you? Jenna, that you're funny?
I like being told that I'm funny or make someone laugh. I like, I really like when girls tell me I'm really relatable. I think that's a compliment. I like being relatable to other
It's funny,
girls.
You put a lot of your time and effort into your style, which is fine. A lot of women do that. But I always find it interesting that that's not the thing they want to be complimented on.
No.
When pretty girls get all dressed up and everything.
Right.
And as a matter of routine, they get dressed up and look good all the time. They don't want to be complimented on how good they look all the time. They want to be complimented for something else.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, there's just a deeper level when someone tells you you're smart or funny or good at something like that, personality driven.
This will never happen. But if I worked out like crazy and became this super buff hot dude, mm-hmm. body-wise or whatever, I would want you to compliment me on that. Not on how funny I am. No, I've worked hard. That's why I don't get it when women are like, mm-hmm. you know, don't talk about how pretty I am or how.
Right.
Like, pretty, there's nothing you can do about that. You owe that to your mom and dad.
Right.
But how you present yourself and how you dress and
sure.
all that kind of stuff, that's something you
have. Yeah, I'd rather be called cool than hot any day. Yeah. All
right. I think mine is when somebody says I remind them of their brother or their cousin.
Okay.
Because that's like, that to me, that means you view me as family. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool, you know what I mean? Like they take you in and they look at you as, oh, my brother's goofy like you, and you remind me of him. That to me, that's a big compliment.
Last one, Veronica Cruz. This is for Kelly and Al. You two seem like you've grown close on the show. Has there ever been a time when one of you wanted the other one off the show?
Al wants me all the time.
I do.
He wants you all the time.
Oh,
and he's convinced we're going
to
hook up.
You didn't hear the question,
Fired.
Kelly. You need to listen better.
Oh.
Wanted you off the show.
I thought you meant wanted me.
Like, get out of here.
Oh, I thought you meant wanted
like,
me off the show.
Away from the show is what she's interpreting.
No, like, kick her out of here.
Kicked off the show.
Yeah, I was really mad. This is years ago. Oh, Al, you know, it's not a surprise. When he just didn't show up for work one day, I was so mad because nobody even slapped his wrist. He just decided not showing up, and we all thought he was dead. He wouldn't answer our phone calls. Kid and some people went into
Bert.
His apartment.
Me and Bert.
Afraid of what they were going to find when they
opened
that
door. Me and Rich.
And he just decided, didn't want to come in that day,
First
and they
Rich.
Just let him come back the next day like nothing ever happened. I was so mad at you, Al. And I've said that before. That's not
And we didn't even know what was up, but apparently he had asked for a raise, and the boss had told him no.
That's
so
what
he just decided not to come in that day and not tell us.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I was so mad.
Yeah. Has there ever been a time that I wanted Kelly off the show?
Mm-hmm. Probably every time I tell that story.
Yes, and along with a lot of others. Not a lot of other people, other stories.
Yeah.
About the hot dog vendor.
Specific. And
hot dog vendor story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know that one.
So it's always when she's attacking you.
Yeah. At times she cussed me out over text, and I didn't know she was kind of playing, but she was really just kind of drunk.
Yeah. she wasn't playing. She was really mad.
You make me mad.
For reals.
Seriously, I'd never want to Kelly off the show. Right. This is a family. No, for real.
KDK.
I was mad.
JC, how tight are your underwear?
Tight on my underwear.
Yeah, boxers, briefs, or other.
Oh, boxer briefs.
There you go.
See, that's like when somebody gives you an option. hey, do you do this or you do that? And you say, I do both. It's always the most boring answer.
But boxer briefs,
but that is what
that's what
always
I wear.
An option.
You asked me what I wear. I told you what I wear.
Yeah.
They're my favorite kind of men's underwear.
Yeah, it's either boxer briefs or nothing.
Boxer briefs, would that be like man shorts kind of?
Yeah, I like boxers, but those kind of,
because boxers are loose and people wear jeans that are tight now.
And those get too uncomfortable. Yeah.
Boxer briefs are the boxer version of underwear, right? I mean, they're underwear material, not boxer material.
Yeah,
right.
They just kind of, they're snug around the upper thigh.
Hey, we're made for the black man.
I mean, KDK also adds, what brand of panties or underwear are you wearing right now?
Body by Victoria's Secret.
There's Kelly. Big Al's checking. I'll check too.
That's normally what I wear. They fit me better than anything else.
You go, boss.
You can. Why?
I'm wearing RXN from Target.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Not bragging, just saying.
Mm-mm. Jenna's amazingly quiet over there.
Jenna?
Wonder why.
None.
No.
Yeah. Actually, I have a Spanx thong on today. I found one.
A Spanx thong?
Yeah.
A Spanx thong. A spong.
It's a Spanx thong. I went looking for one, and there's a plethora of Spanx thongs.
Now, a thong does not do anything to your butt. It's just a string in the back, right?
Yeah.
So how would it hold anything in?
Because it goes
it's
up
not
to
for
your
my
boobs.
Butt.
It holds
just
in the
want
front.
It for the front, for for dresses and stuff. Mm. But then you don't want it to come down and squeeze your thigh.
So it's kind of like a mullet.
I don't need
front,
it on my leg.
Party in
well,
the back.
Thank you for the scoopa on your.
Spong. I'm like a grandma in the front and a party in the back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Grandma from the front side, party in the back side.
I've heard about the party in the back. I've heard about that.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
How do you feel about an app that men are denied access to?
What?
No.
Love
I'm not
it.
A fan of this.
That's sexist.
Yeah. There's an app out there where women can rate their ex-boyfriends and lovers.
Oh, I'm sure it's full of positivity, though.
Oh, you know it is, because women are never bitter.
Right.
No. It could be a way to promote someone you think is a really great guy, but he's not right for you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what's on there. It's called Lulu, and it's in the iTunes store. And women can anonymously add a guy to the database and upload a picture by syncing with Facebook.
Oh.
But all the activity is kept off of Facebook.
Well, for now.
But you can share profiles with your friends. Isn't this really a way just to say, he's a terrible kisser, here's a picture of his private part with your girlfriends?
Because that's the whole thing. Nobody ever goes on the internet to rate something unless they have something negative to say.
Isn't that the truth?
100% of the time.
If you were going to rate him high, you'd still be with him.
Yeah, right?
I just want to know how the app can tell if you're a boy or a girl.
Yeah, we can make fake ones, guys.
Yeah, if a man's denied access, how do they know?
We could start our own and then give ourselves cool ratings.
Well, you guys, we get to rate you on a variety of things, ranging from your sense of humor, your work ethic, ambition, to how the first kiss was, and of course...
anatomy.
Yes. So if we were to rate you guys, where do you think you'd fall?
What would you score highest in?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much all of it.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, you know I'm the greatest kisser on the show.
No, you're not.
That's been proven.
No, you kissed the back of your hand and told that to yourself. What has a woman complimented you about?
I was complimented on handling the breakup well.
You'd score high on easy to get rid of?
Yeah,
well played, buddy.
See, here's where they're missing out. What are the odds that I'm going to get on this app and actually see somebody that I will ever meet? You know, it's never going to happen. It ought to be celebrities. It ought to be women who've dated celebrities and what they have to say about them.
Yeah, give us the real deal.
Because I know men can act like great lovers in the movies, but what about in real life?
If they did put celebrities in this thing, you think Leonardo DiCaprio would be in there? He's dating a ton of girls, right?
Yeah, but he didn't have anything to worry about because all those models are too dumb to figure out how to use the app.
Oh, man.
I'd love to see George Clooney rated because remember, is Elisabetta Canalis, is that her name? Is that how you say it? She said it was like dating her grandfather.
Ew.
Remember at the end?
Mm. How would she know?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like John Mayer, for example, there would be 1,000 comments from individual women who've all been out with John Mayer. Just celebrity-wise, you've got Katy Perry and Jessica Simpson and Taylor Swift and Cameron Diaz. They've all dated John Mayer. They can all talk trash about him on Lulu. I love that song he does. Your body is a wonderful.
Wonderland.
Wonderland.
Huh?
Wonderland.
Wonderland. Your body is a wonderland.
He's not saying it's wonderful?
No.
Your body is wonderful.
No, it's wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So you're telling me Christina Aguilera is saying, I am beautiland.
No, it's beautiful.
So your body is wonderland.
Body is a wonderland.
But you are not beautiland.
You are beautiful.
You are beautiland, no matter what they say.
No, no, that's wrong.
Words can't bring me down. Oh, thank you.
Beautiful,
man. Well, I'm sure going to buy an app to see what it was like dating that guy who was a bartender in Memphis.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.